date is May 17th, 1988, and I'm in Dayton, Kentucky in Campbell County. We're interviewing Gertrude Reuter for the Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society Quilters on File project. Gertrude, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
It's okay with me.
Mrs. Reuter, is that the correct pronunciation of your name?
Yeah, that's okay. Some people call us Reuter.
Reuter?
We always call ourselves Reuter.
Okay. And what is your full name?
My full name?
Your full name, yes.
The first name you want, the Christian name?
Right.
That would be Gertrude Marie.
And your maiden name?
My maiden name is That'd be Loire.
And how do you spell that?
You spell it capital L-A, capital W-A-R-R-E. It's kind of French-like.
Okay. And what was your husband's name?
Alfred Reuter.
Alfred? And what did he do?
He was a office manager.
For what company?
Well, years ago, many years ago, it used to be KD Lamp Company. They made automobile headlamps. That's all I can tell you about that. And he stayed with them till they went out of business. They sold out. Then he got a different job with the same kind of work with different people. And it didn't seem to work out right. I don't know. Maybe they didn't like him or he didn't like them, something.
Okay, did he work in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I worked in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Let's see, I don't know what it was called. They used to call it the place where my husband worked, KD Lamp Company. Two letters, KD.
KD, okay. What is your address here?
210 6th Avenue, Dayton, Kentucky.
And that's in Campbell County?
In Campbell County.
Okay. How long have you lived here?
Oh, I lived here all my life, you might say. 90 years. I'm 90 years old, and I've been living here all the time except a few years of my married life. Then we moved to Ludlow.
And that's also in Kentucky?
Yeah, that's in Ludlow.
Okay.
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said that you're 90 years old. What is your birth date?
April 18th, 1898 is when I was born.
So you celebrated a birthday just a short time ago.
A couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a nice little party. The sister up at the church where I go, she made a birthday cake for me. Oh, it was real pretty. And we had four little youngsters from the school. They were all real cute.
I remarked
how nice they were. They all sat in the straight row, and they never ransacked around or anything. They were real nice.
Now, what church do you attend?
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard?
In Dayton, Kentucky.
Now, is that a Catholic church?
Yes.
Okay. How many children do you have, Gertrude?
Three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
And what are their names?
It's Alfred, he's the oldest. Mary Lou, that's my daughter, she's the second. And Kenneth, he's the youngest.
Do they all live around here?
Yes, they all live around here. My oldest son lives in Bellevue. Mary Lou lives in Fort Thomas. he lives with me.
Okay. How about grandchildren? Do you have any grandchildren?
Yeah, I have, I don't know how many grandchildren. I got, two?
Three.
Three grandchildren? I don't know how many I got sometimes.
How about great-grandchildren?
No, I don't have no great-grand. Yeah, I do, don't I? Mark?
Joseph.
Mark's great-grand, son? Yeah, that'd be one. He lives in, what is that foreign country?
Korea.
Hmm?
Korea.
Korea, yeah.
Korea?
That's where Mark lives. Sort of temporary. He's got a good job over there, they tell me.
Uh-huh.
He's married. He's got one little boy.
Oh, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school, Gertrude?
Well, I went to Catholic school. At that time, it was located at the upper end of Dayton, way up, and it was called St. Bernard. And then after I left the Catholic school, I went to public school for a while, not very long. And that's all.
Okay, so did you go to high school?
No, I didn't go to high school.
What grade did you complete?
Eighth grade, I suppose.
Eighth grade?
Yeah, I wasn't much on school.
Okay. When did you get married? What year did you get married?
What year?
What year?
It was April 14th. What is it?
1921.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you work before you got married?
Yeah, I did for a few years. I was a telephone operator.
Oh, were you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I worked at the telephone company. They're located on Post Street. They was then. I guess they're still there. I don't know.
In Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
In Cincinnati, Ohio?
Cincinnati, yeah.
Okay. When did you start quilting?
When did I start quilting? Well, I did that more or less as a hobby, you know, just for a start. I thought, well, I need something to do, and we could use a little, maybe money a little bit. It was a little bit too. I did it that way for a while. I let my name be known out for a little while in different places. And pretty soon I had more work than I could handle.
Did you do this when you were a child?
When I was a child?
Did you start quilting when you were a child?
No, I was a married woman. I was married about, maybe I was married 15 years already, I don't know.
And you just picked this up on your own?
Yeah, I just picked it up on my own. Oh, a friend of mine had a quilt she was working on, and I went to visit her, and she showed me what she said, see here what I'm doing. I said, oh, that's awful pretty. I said, I'd like to do that. And she says, well, I'll help you. I'll get you started. So she did. And that's how I got started. And she showed me how to get it all cut out and put it together and how to do the quilting. And that's how I got started. And I just kept going on from there.
Do you remember the friend's name?
Your friend?
Yeah, what her name was?
She's passed away now. Her name was Marie O'Hara. That was her marriage name.
And where was she from?
at the time, her first married life, she lived in Fort Thomas.
In Fort Thomas.
And before she was married, she lived in Bellevue, right down the street here. She lived with her grandma, I think.
When she was living in Bellevue, is that when you knew her?
Yes, when she was living in Bellevue, she lived with her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Then she, that's how she got married from down there. Her husband was, at that time we had World War I. And she got married, and the next thing you know, her husband was gone.
Uh-huh.
Gone in the service.
Okay. Do you remember what pattern you used when you first made this first quilt? Do you remember what it was? What type of a
quilt?
What
it was?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it was, I don't know if I can tell you what it was. It was a package quilt. I think I still have it. I showed it to you the other day.
Did
that
you?
That blue and white one. Blue and white applique. That's what it was, an applique. I like to do applique, so that's how I did that. I made the quilt, and then my friend, she helped me a little bit, and I got it together.
Was that the one that you said you liked so well?
Yeah.
That he had kind of a medallion type thing?
Yeah, I liked that quilt. That was a nice quilt.
Uh-huh. That was your first one, then?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
That was a beautiful quilt.
Yeah.
Did she teach you how to applique?
No, I kind of knew. I did a lot of embroidery, like. I'd make a, like, I'd do this applique, that like I got on here, you know. And that's how I just picked it up myself.
Really?
I kind of liked to do it, you know. It was fun, and I liked to do it.
So you never had any formal quilting class?
No, I never had no formal, and I just did it.
You just did it.
Yes.
That's great. You said you like to applique. Do you really prefer to applique rather than piece a quilt?
Yeah, I'd rather applique than piece. I didn't like to make piece quilts.
You did? Why not?
No, I don't know. I just didn't. You'd have to cut them out and get them together, and I don't know. It didn't appeal to me.
When you were appliquing, what kind of a stitch did you use?
I don't explain that.
To hold the pieces down, what kind of a stitch did you use? There are different methods to...
Well...
Was it a...
Use that overcast stitch, you know, to, like you was going to sew it on here, you know, you just sew it on.
Like you were sewing in a hem?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you was going to make something, you was going to... make maybe a little dress or something, you'd do an applique on that,
mm-hmm.
maybe in pieces. I like to do that. I like to do applique. I've done a lot of applique work and just embroidery. I like to do that. That was fun.
So you embroidered on your quilts also?
Yes, yeah, sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I did. Sometimes I, like you see it here, it's sort of embroidered here, you know, set on there. I had to baste it, and then you have to stitch it down.
Uh-huh.
Make it so it stays there.
That's right. About how many quilts do you think you've made?
Well, Kenneth told me this morning I made 60.
60 baby quilts?
No, quilts in general.
In general?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we looked at about 10 of them, I think, the other day.
Well, that's all that's around here.
60 baby quilts and 223 full-size twin and king-size quilts.
Well, that seemed like an awful lot of quilts. I told him, I don't know whether that's right or not. I had a lot of people, you know, that sort of looked me, they got to know about me, and then they'd look me up, you know, or call me up or something, you know. They would make their own tops, and that's all they wanted to do. They didn't want to put it together.
So you quilted for other people then?
That's right, I quilted for other people.
Okay, out of these 223 quilts, would you say that you just quilted most of those, or did you make the whole quilt?
No, they'd bring the people who have the quilt, they'd bring it to me. Just bring the quilt. Nothing done, only the applique or whatever they were doing on it. Piece, maybe it was a piece quilt. Maybe it was a block, little blocks with pieces put together. And they'd bring it to me that way, which formed the top. And then I'd take it from there. I'd put it together, I'd spread it out and put the top down, or the back, put the back down, put the batting in, then put the top on, then baste it. I never used a frame.
Never used a frame?
No, I never used a frame.
How about a hoop?
No, I didn't like them either.
So how did you quilt this then?
Well, I'd get it this way here. I'd get it under, and then I'd quilt it.
Did you put it over a table, or?
Yeah,
just
put it on a table, like this, or maybe, I generally used to, I was living here at the time, I generally use a card table, and I'd spread it out just as much as I could handle. And then, of course, it would fall down. Get down on the carpet or somewhere, and then I just keep on going till I had it done. it was fun. I kind of liked to do it.
So you really liked the quilt?
I really did. Yeah.
How long would it take you to make or to quilt one of the quilts?
Well, of course that depend on the quilt. How big it was, how much work it was on, what kind of fancy stitches was on it. Some quilts have real fancy markings on the patterns on them, you know. You have to go through all that.
These markings, did the people who brought the quilts to you, did they already have the quilt marked?
No, generally I had them do it for them. They didn't know how to do it. They were just lucky they got it that far. That's right.
How did you decide what kind of a quilting design you were going to put on the quilt?
Just anything that appealed to me, I guess. A pattern that appealed to me. I'd look at something and I'd say, well, that's got an awful lot of work on it. I don't think I want to do that.
Uh-huh. Did you get your ideas from magazines, or did you just make
it? Sometimes you'd get it from a magazine, sometimes you'd get it in. At that time, they used to sell a lot of quilts in the department stores, in the needlework department. They'd sell them there, you know. They'd have package quilts, the quilts that you could buy in a package, whether it was made by, I can't remember the name of the manufacturer that got them out. But they was all, maybe it was squares. I think I showed you one the other day. It's in a big square, and you put it together.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the applique on it. It's got the pattern on it. And then you could do the applique. Then you put the blocks together.
Mm-hmm.
Then you keep on going till you get it done.
Now, you use some of these packaged quilts. Some of the quilts that you made yourself, you used the package?
I used the package quilts, yes, I liked them. It was made by Bucilla, I think, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the other ones. But Bucilla was a big quilt maker, you know. All the big department stores like Shillitoe's and Bogues, for example, they had a needlework department. And all it had all kind of needlework, mostly quilts. get them from there. You buy them, if you bought a quilt in a package, it was all the pieces were there. Sometimes you'd have to cut them out, I guess. Then you'd match them with on the markings.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make up your own pattern?
Oh, maybe sometimes, like this one, maybe.
And this is a...
This is a probably something I got out of a magazine or something.
Okay, and this
I
is
got
a,
it out of somewhere, you know.
This is a flower pot with a couple of flowers.
That's right. It's a flower pot here. Just put it together. And you put these blocks, or they have to be marked so you can quilt them. You'd have a little pattern that you'd mark it on there.
What did you use to mark with?
Just a pencil.
A pencil?
Mm-hmm.
A regular lead pencil?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I did it.
Okay. What, you said you had to have some kind of a pattern to mark it with.
Yeah.
What did you use to make your pattern? Paper? Cardboard?
No, you'd use a... Maybe you'd use like a cardboard, and then I'd put the pattern on the cardboard, and then I'd lay this part of the quilt, the block, I'd lay it on top of the pattern so I could see through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could see through you could see by looking through the, and then could see the pattern underneath.
Uh-huh. Okay.
More kind of heavy, maybe.
What kind of fabric did you prefer to use?
Well, you used, I can call the name of it now, that needlework material. What is it, Cambridge or something? I don't know what the name of it was.
Uh-huh.
It was nice material.
Uh-huh.
You'd always select a good quality, so you wouldn't do all your work for nothing.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd do a lot. Maybe it wouldn't turn out right. Maybe the first time it was washed, it wouldn't be nothing.
What kind of batting did you use?
Well, years and years ago, the only thing you could get was cotton batting. It was made by Stearns Foster. There's different people who made batting, but Stearns Foster were the most popular. And they made a cotton batting. You'd buy it in a big roll. And you could buy this a big size, or was too big, you'd just cut it down.
Okay.
If you wanted it for a baby quilt, maybe you'd have to use a couple of rolls of batting to get the right, to cut it down enough, make it small enough.
Now you said you used that in the beginning. Did you use any other type of batting?
The batting, and later on we come out with the Dacron. And that was a very good batting. It quilted nice, it made a nice job. It was real good.
Did you prefer that to cotton?
Yeah. As soon as I come out with the Dacron, that's what I told my friend who worked for Stearns and Foster. I said, they're making batting out of this artificial material. I said, she says, well, we don't do it. I said, well, why don't you get Stearns and Foster on the ball and get up with the artificial batting. It's good. It made a good quilt. It made a nice quilt. Wash good. Very good. Maybe they still make it. I don't know. I don't know much about Stearns Foster anymore. But they were the biggest quilt people that I know of. There was probably other ones, but that was the only one I knew.
Okay, and this is the Stearns and Foster Company in Cincinnati.
That's right.
Okay. And who was your friend who worked for Stearns and Foster?
Well, she was Lois Ritchie.
And how do you spell her name?
That was her name. She worked for Stearns and Foster for a long time. I forgot what you asked me.
How do you spell her name? Ritchie.
Ritchie, that was R-I-C-H-I-E, I think. I'm not positive, but that's pretty close.
And what did she do at Stearns and Foster? What was
her
position?
Well, she worked in the quilt department. She promoted the different patterns. She'd go around to some of the big cities, like, for example, maybe New York, you know. I don't know the big department store there, but she'd go to the big department, see, and talk to the people.
And how did you become acquainted with her?
Well, just through my quilting. Somebody, how did I? Lord, I don't know. Maybe I read about it. I really don't know how I come to know her. She was very popular. She really promoted the quilt.
Did she?
Yeah, she really did. She went from all the big cities and the big stores and promoted the quilts and got them to interested in her patterns, the patterns that Stearns and Foster turned out. And then, of course, some got other quilters, you know, patterns. Like Fusilla, I think, was one of them. I don't know. I don't know that anymore. It's too long.
Did you ever use any of the Stearns and Foster patterns?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Yeah. I think I showed you one the other day. That big red poppy that everybody swoons over.
The poinsettia?
Yeah, the poinsettia. That's one of their patterns. I think they might still promote it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd buy it on a big sheet, you know, maybe real big. The pattern was on there. You could lay your material that you wanted to work with, you know. You could lay it on the pattern. Maybe you could mark through it. That's how you'd get your pattern. There was all different kind of ways of doing it. You get in the business, you just do everything.
You mentioned before that you quilted for other people. You just told people and you quilted for them.
Yeah.
Did you tell people just your neighbors, or did you give your name in the store?
No, it wasn't neighbors. They were just regular people like you and I guess. I don't know.
At any of these department stores, did you let them know that you quilted for other people?
Yeah, that's how I got a lot of business. I talked to the sales lady, the head manager, you know. Say, I'm a quilter. I said, you got a lot of quilts here. You ever have calls for a quilter? Oh, yeah. You know where we can get one? I said, well, you're looking at one.
So you got a lot of referrals then from the department store.
That's right. As soon as people got to know my name, they might have wanted me to do their work.
Any particular store that you, talk to people in different department stores or in one particular store?
Well, it was like Pogue's. That was a big one. The Shillitoe's was another big one. And then I think there was probably some other ones, maybe some smaller stores that promoted quilters.
How about Stearns and Foster? Did they ever?
I could get, people would call up and they'd call Stearns and Foster because they made the batting, see. And they'd say, well, where can we get a quilter? Well, right away she'd have my name.
Is that Miss Ritchie now that you're talking about? So
yeah.
She also referred people to you.
Oh, yes, you referred a lot of people. That's how I even Australia and different places.
Okay, tell me about the Australia. How did you happen to get a call for
Well,
a quote
somebody
from Australia?
Wrote a letter to her, see, to the Stearns and Foster people. It said, well, we need somebody to do some quilting work, and there's no quilters over here. Where can I get somebody? Well, right away, she'd tell them where she could get somebody.
Okay, how many?
I don't know where. And the lady was slightly deformed. She had some kind of, I don't know if she had something with her hands or what. I think it was with her hands. And somehow or other, they got to know about me. So I remember very clearly that she couldn't get in and out of the car very well. So we parked the car in the alley and let her come in the house that way. So we had a nice visit, and she wanted me to do this quilting work for her. Did it. Oh, it was, I think somebody started to quilt it for her, and of course it didn't make a very good job. And I said, well, I can't, I refused to do the quilt. I didn't want to do it like that. I told him, I said, I can't work on this quilt. It'll never turn out right. And then he says, well, I'll take it home, and I'll take all the stitches out and make it just a plain top with no stitches on it. So he did. He did that for his wife because I think she was handicapped some way. So he brought it back and I put it together and I quilted it for him, which they was very happy to get their quilt quilted. It was an awful job. Somebody tried to do it, and some people say they're quilters, and I don't think they are.
Was that the only time that you took out, or that somebody else took out stitches? Did you ever take out stitches for anybody and re-quilt?
Well, I may have, if they asked me to do it, you know, say, well, this don't, I don't think it's right. Would you fix it? Would you take out the stitches and make it right? And of course I did it.
I believe you mentioned the other day that the people from Australia, or there was somebody from Australia.
Oh, yeah, well, now she contacted Stearns Foster from way over there, and she told him she had a quilting job, and nobody over there knew how to do it. Nobody did it. So she get right on the job and send them a letter and tell them there's a good quilter in Cincinnati, and she's very good, and so she sent the quilt to me. She sent it direct to me.
All the way from Australia.
All the way from Australia. And when it was finished, I want to tell you this, when the quilt was finished, she said she didn't want it, the binding done on it, like turned over like this one, you know, it's all turned over and whipped down. She didn't want it that way. She wanted me to just leave the batting where it would show, you know, it would be, you couldn't leave it that way, of course, but that's the way she wanted it. Because if she said, if you send a quilt over here and it's already finished, I'll have to pay double for it. That's because I didn't do the job complete, she could get a special rate.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how much you charged her to do that?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't know that.
When you quilted for other people, how much did you charge? Did you charge by the spool of thread? Or?
No, I didn't charge by the spool. They all the time asked me, How do you know what to charge me? I said, well, I just look at the quilt and make an idea and get it in my mind what I want to do. I didn't charter by no thread or no nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just quilted it.
About how much would you charge for a...
Well, according to the size and the amount of work that was on it, maybe it would start around $25-$30, which was very cheap then. You didn't get much money for your work in them days. So I'd tell them what I'd look at it, and I'd tell them what I thought I ought to have. It was just something I got out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Made it up myself.
Now, did you ever make quilts, not make a quilt completely yourself and sell it?
Sell it?
Uh-huh. You know,
yeah.
Make the whole thing, the top,
yeah,
and quilt it?
Sold, I wouldn't know how many, but I sold some quilts that I made myself completely, and then I try to sell them.
Where did you sell these?
To individuals.
To individuals?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in particular?
No.
No?
One time a young couple, a man and his wife, they were kind of young, and they told me what kind of a quilt they wanted. And I said, well, I think I have something that you'd like, and I'd show it to them. You know, try to be a little bit businesslike about it. And I'd tell them how much I wanted. Maybe I wanted to, I'll just price it out of the top of my head now. Maybe it would be $60-$65 for a completed quilt that was very big or a lot of work on it.
What about a baby quilt?
Oh, baby quilts, they were fun. I'd get, if I just quilted them and didn't do anything else, they wouldn't be, they'd be maybe a standard size baby quilt. Maybe it'd be, I'll say $15, which is very cheap. Some baby quilts have a lot of work on them. Some of them don't have so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun to do that. Kind of fun to do baby quilts. A grandma would hear about me, you know, and she'd say she had a quilt, and she'd tell somebody else, and that's how I'd get maybe more work.
Since your name was listed with Stearns and Foster in some of the department stores, did they ever refer you or to any famous people?
I didn't get that.
And to any famous people, any celebrities?
Any celebrities? Like, who's that lady, Kenneth?
Ruth Lyons.
Yeah, Ruth Lyons. Ruth Lyons got to know me. Maybe she called Stearns Foster, I don't know. She said, like people would do, they'd call Stearns, call up these quilting people and say, well, we got a job and we can't get nobody to finish it. And then, of course, that's how I'd get another job.
Now, tell me, who was Ruth Lyons?
Ruth Lyons was somebody big in, I thought everybody knew about her. She,
radio.
Yeah, she was a radio, real big on radio. I think she could sing and she'd do a lot of talking. She was very interesting. She'd be on every day. She was on the radio. And she maybe was it on the TV too sometimes?
May have been.
Yeah, it might have been on the TV. But she was very attractive. Made a good showing. She would get the people to listen to her. She was, and a lot of people, she'd be in the studio, see, and a lot of people would go to the studio just to talk and just to hear her, you know. There's some people like that around now, I think.
Did she bring the quilts to you?
No. she didn't bring them. She gave them to her chauffeur. Had her chauffeur bring them over. And she didn't come in. She was in the car, and he'd bring it in. And she wouldn't get out.
So you never actually met her?
No, I never met her. Only when I'd see her on the, maybe the TV or somewhere. And that's how I got to, through looks. That's all the way I... But she was very good on the radio, you know, and it put on these programs every day, and every day she'd be on the radio. You'd have different people that would help to entertain you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many quilts did you do for her?
Well, if I can remember correctly, I did three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, were there any other famous people that you can remember?
No,
no?
That's all the famous people.
When the stores contacted you, did you get the quilts from the stores, or did the people themselves contact you?
No, maybe they'd leave it in the needlework department. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know how that worked anymore. I think they left it in the department, needlework department. And somehow or other, I'd get noticed that they had a quilt, you know. Or maybe I'd even go in the store, say, you got any work for me today?
Uh-huh.
And that's how I, oh yeah, we got them to reach under the counter and pull it out.
How much money do you think you made from quilting and selling your quilts?
How much money did I make?
Uh-huh.
Well, in the beginning, I didn't make very much. That is, if you want to count it in dollars and cents. Maybe you'd get $25 for a big quilt. And maybe I'd get a little bit more, $30, $35. I don't think I ever got more than $50. I don't think I did. I don't know. Maybe I...
Did you keep a record?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
He's been looking over them. He's been looking over all the names and all the prices and so forth.
So you kept a record of all the names of the people and the prices that you charged for
the quilt?
Yeah,
that's right. I had it pretty much in my mind, you know, what I wanted to get. Maybe I'd quote a price and they'd say, well, that's too much, I don't want to pay that. Well, that's my price. It takes a long time to do a quilting job. You don't do it in a short time.
That's right.
No.
Was there anything, you said you started quilting to make some money.
Yeah.
Was there anything in particular that you were
wanted to buy?
Right.
No.
No?
Nothing in particular. I just did it. I thought, well, I think if I can remember correctly, my husband was out of work at the time. I think that's the way it was. And I got to thinking about it, well, maybe I could get a little money, you know, doing this little job. That's maybe how I got started. And then my friend, I told you, you know, she was doing a quilt, and I thought that was nice. And she helped me to get started. I don't think she sold hers, though. Maybe she did. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think Mother wanted to get enough money to pay the taxes on the house.
Yeah, I said that wasn't too much. Maybe it was $150 or something. I don't know how much the taxes.
Okay, so most of the money that you made from quilting went back into the taking care of the family and
you used it for your family. Maybe you wanted to buy something. Maybe I wanted a new dress, like he says. I bought a, when I was making pretty good money, I bought a real nice coat with a fur collar.
Uh-huh.
I was making money then.
How how about quilting books or magazines? Do you ever look at quilt books or magazines?
Oh yeah, you look at quilt books. Stearns Foster had a list of quilt patterns. They'd send them to you, but send them by mail, you know. You'd look over the patterns, maybe that's how you, and you'd have them in magazines. A lot of them would be in magazines at times.
Are there any particular magazines that you can remember that?
No, Ladies Home Journal maybe. I can't remember the names right now. But they was all very popular at the time.
Were there any of your quilts
any what?
Any of your quilts, the pictures of any of your quilts that were ever featured in a magazine?
Yeah, I think there was at one time. This was after I'd been in the business quite a while, you know.
The mushroom.
Oh yeah, the mushroom quilt. I made that up. I don't know how I got that much. Maybe I got it out of a magazine or something. I don't remember.
Lois Ritchie designed it.
Did she design it?
Mm-hmm.
Did she? Well, if she designed it, then I finished it.
She designed it and you finished it?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was pictured in a magazine?
Yeah.
Do you remember what magazine?
I think we have the picture of it, don't we?
House and Garden.
In the House and Garden, yeah.
House and Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make anything else? You had a very good relationship, evidently, with Miss Ritchie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make anything else up that she designed?
Yeah, I guess maybe she designed them. I can't recall right now. I don't know just what I did for her. But we were quite friendly, you know. She'd have something she wants done, and maybe she'd call me and tell me about it, you know. Somebody called her up and they wanted the job done, and she'd tell me about it. Just things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get your name in the paper.
So you were a very, very good quilter.
Oh, I don't know. People would tell me I was pretty good. I must have been pretty good because sometimes people would come, maybe I'll say at least 3 times. You know, I make a quilt for one person, all that, you know. I'm thinking of that right now. There was a Jewish family, the mother and the daughter, and the daughters had their mother, you know, in a nice apartment, you know, and she'd make the tops, and then they'd send them to me, send me the tops. And somebody come?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got started. Oh, this lady was a Jewish lady who lived in this apartment. She'd give the quilt to her chauffeur. I think I told you this just a minute ago. And then he'd bring, and she'd ride along with the chauffeur.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd bring it in. She never come in. This is my daughter.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about your quilting. You said you liked to quilt it at a card table.
Uh-huh.
Was there any particular room in the house where you liked
to
quilt?
Yeah, I'd go upstairs. You was up there the other day when you was here. It has a big bay. And I'd sit there. I'd put my work there. I'd put my card table there, and I'd put my quilt there, and that's where I'd sit and do my work. Maybe I'd do a couple hours, and then maybe I'd get tired, and then I'd put it down and start over again.
And that's in one of the upstairs bedrooms?
Yeah, it's an upstairs bedroom with a bay in it. Something like, it's a situation something like we have in the dining room here.
Was there any particular time of day that you liked the quilt?
Yeah, I'd do it maybe in the morning after I had all my morning work done. Then I'd go up and I'd quilt a few hours. And then maybe I had to stop and maybe get work on the dinner for the evening or do something, you know. Maybe I'd do it again in the evening. This way I felt like it.
When you said you worked at a card table, did you just use a running stitch when you quilted?
Yeah, just running stitch like we got here and whip it over. Like I got it here, they're all whipped over. All the blocks are ready to quilt. See, all these, the whole quilt is ready to work on.
You said you like to embroider. What about cross stitch?
Cross stitch?
Do you like to do cross stitch?
Yeah, I do cross stitch and do that feather stitch. Do a couple other stitches. I used to do a lot of embroidery.
Did you ever embroider your name on a quilt?
My name?
Or assign your name to a quilt in any way?
No, I don't think I ever put my name on anything.
You never even quilted it in the quilt?
No, I don't think so. They didn't want my name on there. It was their quilt.
How many years would you say that you have been quilting?
How many years?
How many years, yes.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 10 years. I mean, that's about right, I guess. That's a pretty good guess.
About 10 years?
I would say, yeah.
And you made 230 or 23 quilts?
I made a lot of money in 10 years, didn't I? Oh my, I think that maybe I did it more, I don't know. Maybe I didn't always have work, you know. You know, nobody wanted me.
This was the time mostly when your children were young?
Yeah, well no, they was all in school, I think.
Oh, they were all in school?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a shows or contests, maybe a fair? Have you ever entered a quilt?
A quilt show?
In a quilt show or state fair, county fair?
And put my quilt up there?
Yes.
No. No, I never did that.
No?
No.
Did you ever get any kind of an award for your quilting?
Yeah, I did one time. Pogues were having a display of all different kind of quilts. Different quilts that people made. They'd bring them in for approval, you know, to the public, everybody. And then I think they judge the quality of your quilt by the response of the people. I think that's the way they did it. I don't know. They'd hang them all up. I took my quilt over and took one of them over. And it was awarded. I didn't get the first prize, but I got the second one, I think.
That was quite an honor, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. It was pretty good.
What in your opinion makes a good quilt?
In my opinion, what makes a good quilt? Well, perhaps the way the top is made, the pattern of the top, whatever you pick out, and of course the stitching. The quilting stitches makes the quilt. If you look at a quilt and it's got half inch stitches, then you don't want it. It has to be very small.
The very small stitches?
Very small stitches.
is something to be desired.
Something like that. You just do it just like this, that's the way you do it. That's all it took.
Well, what kind of a needle?
Hmm?
What kind of a needle do you
use? Oh, a needle. I was telling you about that, or tried to tell you about that the other day. You always want to use a quilting needle, a small needle. It's very small. Small eye, a small needle. The stem is very thin, so you can work easy. If your material is kind of heavy, you won't be able to work with a heavy needle. So you have to, your needle is very important, and of course the thread is very important also. You should use quilting thread. There used to be, I don't know whether they still have it or not, there used to be some people, a lady I got to know her through my thread. She made quilter's thread. It was very good. It never did knots. It never did get knots and get all twisted up or anything. It was very good quilting thread. And she made it, I don't know, I think she used thread on a spool, which was not quilt, not thin, you know. And she'd have a bit, she'd have a container where she'd put, well, I don't know, I'll say a half a dozen spools in the kettle with the thread, the wax. The wax was, well, melted. It would go into the water, you know. And she'd put the thread in there, this plain thread on the spool, and it'd come out and it was waxed. It never got a knot in it. It was perfect. It was a perfect quilting thread.
And where did you get this thread?
Well, I bought the thread directly from the lady who made it. In fact, I got to be a very close friend of hers through her thread.
Where was she from?
She was from Sycamore, Illinois.
Do you remember?
I never will forget that. She was a very good friend of mine.
Do you remember what her name was?
What her name was?
Yes.
What was her name, Kenny?
Martha McKay. What was she before she married Mr. McKay? He had a different name.
Oh, I don't know.
Martha McMahon, and then she became Martha McKay.
Yeah.
And she made this quilting thread.
And she made the quilting thread, I suppose, to make a little extra money.
She made it in her home there.
She made it in her home.
Either the basement.
She had it in, she'd have a big kettle. I'd say it was something like a soup kettle maybe, or a big, any kind of a big kettle. She'd put the water in it and put the wax in it. When the wax was melted, she'd put the thread in it, and she probably had a system that she did it the same way every time. Because it was always the same thread. You never had to worry about it getting knots or breaking or doing anything. It was very good. I don't have any around here, do I?
No.
No? I used to have a whole lot up in the drawer.
You gave it away.
Yeah, I probably gave it away, yeah.
I think perhaps Mother became friends with her because Mother ordered so much bread. You know, Martha probably wondered what this lady's doing with all this bread, because she ordered it boxes and boxes. So that perhaps that's how they got to know each other, and eventually they visited each other.
How did you find out about this thread originally? Did they sell it in the store?
Maybe I read it in I really don't know. I must have read it in a magazine where they advertise all different things, you know. Maybe I sent for some. And boy, I really liked it. And the next thing you know, I was buying it by the dozen at a time. Really, oh, it was small. marvelous.
Now, was this when you first started quilting that you found this quilting thread, or had you been quilting for a while?
No, I'd been quilting with just regular style thread, or whoever made it. I don't, there was some people that made a just regular cotton thread, and they, maybe it was like Clark's or one of them people that had sold a lot of thread. I don't remember the name anymore. But you always had, it was very important to have the right kind of thread, the right kind of needle. That is very important. Any quilter will tell you the same thing.
How about a thimble? Do you use a thimble, or did
you
use a thimble?
Oh yeah,
you
use a thimble. You couldn't quilt without, you couldn't quilt without a thimble.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
Have I done what?
Have you ever taught anyone to quilt?
No.
No?
I never did teach any or tried.
Using when you, that you enjoyed using when you were making quilts?
What, the background or the thread?
Either, both of them. What, which color
well,
did you enjoy?
Well, most quilts are white, you know, I'll say like this one. This is a white quilt, this is a colored quilt. This one, this is real good. See, I marked it real, I marked it and then I'd go all around and I'd go all around that pattern till I had it quilted. Now this don't have much of a batting in it, you see. It's very flat, don't have much, don't make much show.
Mm-hmm. Did you, when you were doing your applique, when you making your applique pieces, did you use, what colors did you like to pick for your applique?
To sew with?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know as I had any particular color, anything maybe that appealed to me, I guess.
Did you go out and buy your fabric?
Yeah, sometimes I'd go in the store. There used to be a store, it's still there, up in Dayton. He sold yard goods, and he was very cheap. So I'd go up there maybe and I'd buy maybe 5 or 6 yards of thread or material, all the same color, so I could make a, put a quilt. I had a certain, maybe I had a certain pattern in my mind. I wanted to use a certain color of thread, a print. Sometimes I like prints. They made nice quilts. Made nice patterns.
Did you ever use scraps?
Scraps?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Like dress scraps?
If you could find a scrap of material that was the color appealed to you, the quality of the material, have to be pretty good quality, there wouldn't be no sense in making it.
Did you mostly buy or use white quilting thread?
White, yeah.
Did you ever use a color?
No, not that I know of. Maybe a color was would fit in with the material, you know, maybe you'd use that. I think I almost always used white thread.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
Kentucky who?
Kentucky quilt.
Kentucky quilt.
What do people mean when they say Kentucky quilt? Do you have any idea?
Well, it could, no, I don't have any idea, but I'll just guess at it. It could be a pattern that was popular with the people. If it was Kentucky and they lived on a farm, and maybe they was kind of far away from one another, you know, maybe they'd go up to see their friend and get a pattern from them.
But there's no particular pattern that you associate with Kentucky?
No, some patterns I guess I didn't like, you know.
Okay. Were there ever any superstitions? Well, let's talk about quilting bees. Did you ever quilt with any other people?
No.
No?
I never did quilt with anybody else but myself.
Nobody in your family quilted? Your mother, grandmother?
No.
You don't remember anybody?
I just did it myself.
Okay.
All the way I wanted to do it. I had my own way of doing what I wanted to do.
Have you ever just lost my train of thought?
Forget what you're going to edition cover.
Have you ever heard any superstitions in regard to quilting? A lot of times, or in times past, when people would get finished with a quilt, you know, if they hit a quilting party or quilting
bee. Yeah, they have a quilting bee.
Okay.
Did you have maybe a half a dozen people working on one quilt at probably the same time.
Okay. Did you ever hear there's a superstition that after they're finished with the quilt, especially if it were a group of young women, that they would bounce the cat? They would put a cat in the middle of the quilt.
No, I never heard that.
You never heard that one?
No.
So did you ever hear any other superstitions that might be associated?
I can't remember that I did. I just did what I wanted to do in my own way, the way I wanted to do it.
Okay. How does your family feel about your quilting?
Oh, they thought it was great. Didn't interfere with them. They got their dinner, and they got the house cleaned, and they got everything the way that it always was before. They never did. They thought it was pretty good. Especially when I made a little money doing it, they thought that was good. Oh, boy.
Why did you make...
I had a son who worked for GE, General Electric, the big plant out. So I told him, I said, put a little ad in your paper, tell him I'm a quilter. And believe it or not, I got 3 or 4 quilters.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm just guessing at it. I don't know whether that's right or not, but that's the way I did it. That's how I got started, you know. Advertise a little bit. Like I'd go in the department store. I'd tell them, you ever have called for a quilter? Oh, yeah, where can we find one? I said, well, you're looking at one. Somebody come in maybe the next day and maybe they'd have a quilt.
What would be the value, or what value do you place on quilting other than a monetary value? Does quilting mean anything to you?
The value?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want the pattern or the material?
No, I mean, why did you quilt other than to make a little bit of money? Was there?
Well, because I like to do it.
You like to do it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
I thought it was great to quilt.
In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitude toward quilting?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? What changes do you see?
I don't think I understand your question.
Okay. Is quilting as popular as it used to be?
Well, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe it isn't. I really don't know. But with the young people, the very young people, maybe the just married or so. Maybe they get onto it, you know, that way. I don't know. I don't think it goes over as big as it used to with the older people. I think it's the same idea. Young people don't go for that. That's too confining. They can't do anything by quilting.
What about the materials used, the fabrics and so on, in quilt making? Have they changed since you started? Say, when you first started making quilts?
Well, I guess maybe the fabric has changed. I don't know the names of the different fabrics.
Do you think the fabric has gotten better?
Maybe. Maybe it's, sometimes material is very poor. I wouldn't advise you to use a very poor material if you was gonna make a quilt, because you're putting a heck of a lot of work in it, and if it wasn't worth it, you wouldn't be no point in making it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any men quilting?
Any what?
Men who quilt.
Oh, men who quilt. Oh. I never did know of anyone directly, but I hear that it's done occasionally.
So you actually...
When you go to the fair, different fairs, you know, where they are promoting quilting, sometimes you'd see maybe a man there quilting.
Do you think they would quilt any differently than women?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a man would do it if he was retired and maybe he had a lot of time on his hands. Maybe you think he'd try that. You know, like they do, have little hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything else that you can think of, Gertrude, that you would like to say about quilting?
If I was gonna talk about quilting the way I feel about it, I would say it's a very good thing to do. If you have the time and you like to sew, you really have to like to sew to do quilting. And you have a pattern that is very popular, you would like to do that, and people would like to quilt. Maybe some people, I think maybe people that live in the outskirts of the city who have, you know, they don't go to a show and they don't go to this and they don't do that, so they quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their neighbor does it, maybe a couple of them get together and they all match up their patterns or their ideas. They like to do it. I think quilting is done for a hobby, maybe. You know, like I just said, they have a little, they live way far out somewhere. And maybe they do it in the winter and they can't get out much. Well, that's the way it is.
It's like any hobby, it's relaxing.
Yeah, it's a very relaxing hobby. But of course you have to be interested in it. You have to like to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think we've about come to the end of all of the questions that I have.
And no more questions?
Not at the moment.
You got it written down there?
I think we went through about everything.
Well, okay then. What else you want to know?
Is there anything else that you think I should know about you that you would like
about
to?
About me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's nothing important about me. I'm just a plain person.
Well, I don't think you're so plain. I think you're a marvelous quilter. And it's
thank you very much. I'm not, that makes me feel good. At one time I might have been well known. You know, a lot of people would know about me, and one person would tell the other, oh, I'm making a quilt. Well, I'm making a quilt, and I can't find nobody to do it, and I don't want to do it myself. Quite often they'll say, I don't want to do this quilting work. I've had people come and say, I have a quilt here, and I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's marvelous that you've done, made all of these quilts and made so many people happy.
I think I've made a lot of people happy, and they'd have something that they put a lot of time. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time just to make a top.
That's right.
You know, mark it and cut it out and sew it together and all the things that go with it. It takes a lot of time.
Well,
and I think you kind of have to be interested in it. You kind of have to like to do it.
Well, you evidently like to do it, and it's really been a pleasure for me to have interviewed
you
today.
I really did like the quilt. I really did.
And now your story.
When I told my friend, I said, I'm going to quit. Well, what are you going to quit for? Well, I'm getting tired, and maybe I don't see so good anymore. And maybe my fingers are getting tired, and, you know, different ideas.
Well, now your story will be a part of the history of quilt makers in Kentucky.
Oh, my. Where is that going to be published?
This will be in the Kentucky Oral History Commission in Frankfort and at the archives of the Western Kentucky University at the Kentucky Museum in Bowling Green. So I want to thank you very much, Gertrude.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I'm sure it was a pleasure to do it, just to talk and talk about.
It's always a pleasure to talk about quilts, isn't it?
It's always a pleasure to talk about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I really like to, I must say, I really enjoyed my quilting time. I really did.
Well,
I'd have a lot of fun. I think my husband even kind of liked it. I'd have, maybe I'd get I forgot what I was going to say. I get to know a lot of people, you know, who like to, you know, they liked what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They liked their top. Oh, we're very proud of our top. Boy, we worked real hard on it.
Right.
Yeah, they worked real hard on making the top. There is quite a work. It's all dependent on what you're going to do. If you're going to make a grandmother's flower garden with all little tiny pieces, well, that's a lot of work.
That's right.
It'll take a lot of time.
Right.
They say they start things and they, oh, I'm so tired of that. I'm really sick of it, you know, and they toss it away.
And then you finish it for them and make all
sometimes
of
these. Sometimes I finish it. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes they make the top and they don't, they don't want to, or they can't quilt it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the faintest idea of what it is to quilt. But I think it was I didn't have any trouble getting onto it at all.
Well, good. And I'm glad we got your story today.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
Gertrude.
Trouble.